Thanks, Chair. Almighty God, under whose providence we hold responsibility for this city, grant us wisdom to understand its present needs, foresight to anticipate its future growth, and grace to serve our fellow citizens with integrity and selfless devotion. And to thee be all blessing and glory forever. Amen.
Thank you, Mr. CEO. I will now do the acknowledgement of country. I respectfully acknowledge the traditional owners of the land on which we meet, the Whadjuk Noongar people of Western Australia, and pay my respects to elders past and present. It is a privilege to be standing on Whadjuk Noongar country. I will now formally declare this meeting of the Council of the City of Perth open. Are there any apologies, Mr. CEO?
No, Chair, Commissioner.
Thank you. Question time for the public and notification of deputations. Are there any questions from the public?
Yes, Chair, Commissioner. We received in advance of the meeting a question from Mr. Tony Ranson of 47 Milligan Street, Perth. A question which said, how many department does the City of Perth have and how many people are paid to attend each of those departments? The answer I can give, depending, we actually don't have departments. We either have directorates or teams, business units, but the answer is that we have 36 departments in inverted commas. This figure includes 30 business units and 5 directorate offices, as well as the CEO's office. The city has 745 employees as at the 26th of June 2019. If Mr. Ranson requires the number of employees per department, then I'll need to take the question on notice.
Thank you, Mr. CEO. Are there any questions from the floor?
Chair, I have been handed one written question from Mr. Tony Ranson just prior to the meeting. It relates to the item on the agenda headed up Mount Street. The illustration shows 5 cars parked on the median parking bays, and also shows 6 vacant parking spaces. Is there any legal reason that all median parking bays could not simply be at grade with the rest of the median, but with mountable curb to the live traffic lane? Mounting a mountable curb ensures motorist caution with movement, thus creating a safer pedestrian environment. Clearly defining the live lane moderates motorist speeds. Increasing pavement widths and installing parking obstruction signs, meters, rubbish bins judiciously in the parking lane ensures the new cyclist to King's Park can rest a little before tackling the Mount Street slope. There is no space at the other end of the bridge for such needs. So, Chair, although it was handed in as a question, I think it's more of a statement that the commissioners would need to take into account.
Thank you. Are there any deputations? CEO?
Sorry, Chair. No, Chair.
Thank you. Are there any commissioners on leave of absence or requests for leave of absence?
No, Chair, Commissioner.
No, Chair, Commissioner.
Thank you. We now move to confirmation of the minutes from the previous meetings. Would someone move that Council confirm the minutes of the, firstly, ordinary Council meeting held on the 25th of June 2019, the agenda briefing session held on the 23rd of July 2019, and finally the special Council meeting on the 23rd of July 2019 as a true and correct record. Could I have a mover, please?
Yeah, happy to do so, Chair Commissioner.
No corrections?
No, sir.
Do I have a seconder, please?
Happy to second, Chair Commissioner.
Okay. Is there any discussion required by any of the commissioners?
No, thank you.
Thank you. I'll put the motion to the vote. All those in favour? There's none against, so I declare that carried unanimously. Some announcements. On Friday, the 25th of July, the city's Wellington Square Master Plan, which has been made a priority by the commissioners, received the Landscape Planning Category Award at the 2019 WA Chapter of the Australian Institute of Landscape Architects for strategic design and guiding policy documents and visual assessments for urban development, residential and planned communities, local communities and rural and regional planning. Will you guess to come up and display the award? Oh, I am.
Yeah.
That's not what it says here.
I know. We just changed it. So.
I'm just testing out the staff. So that's the award, which has been thoroughly endorsed. And I think it's important to recognise that the Australian Institute of Landscape Architects, at one time I was a member, that gives out these awards sparingly and after very strong, judicious overview by peers. So congratulations to the staff.
Disclosures of interest.
Number eight. That is disclosure of interests. I have a number here. So does any commissioner or employee wish to disclose an interest in its nature in any item contained within the agenda?
No, Chair Commissioner.
Chair Commissioner, I draw your attention to item 13.6 with respect to the West Australian Symphony Christmas Symphony, where I have enjoyed hospitality or hence a gift over a 12-month period in excess of $200, and under the Local Government Act that is considered a significant extent, and I will absent myself from the room at that point. Decision.
Thank you. Mr. CEO, I've heard, am I getting carried away?
No. Chair Commissioner, perhaps I could also disclose my interest in outlining
sure.
some that have been previously handed.
I want to go back to
in.
Announcements by myself.
Okay, thank you. Chair Commissioner, I'd like to declare an interest, a personal interest in item 13.18, which relates to the reappointment of the Chief Executive Officer. Clearly this is a matter in which I have a direct financial interest and the extent of the interest is significant, so I plan to absent myself from the meeting when that is discussed. There are two other interests that have been declared, one from Ben Fitzpatrick as Manager of Marketing and Business Sponsorship in relation to item 13.5, Event Sponsorship. The applicant is responsible for the Pride Festival. Hayley Hinchcliffe is her name, was a former employee in 2015, so the extent of the interest is insignificant. And then Mark Ridgewell, our Acting Director of Corporate Services, has an interest in item 13.7, Business Improvement Grants, 2019 to 2020. He is a friend of the grant applicant, Goody Twos, and the extent of that interest is insignificant.
He's not one of the two. Okay. My humble apologies for missing under seven. I was sort of thrown out a bit. But this is a statement I'm reading tonight, which has been kept confidential for obvious reasons. and it's a bit unusual, but it's something I've been contemplating for some time. As there's been some conjecture as to my absence from council meetings and in particular some council functions. I have not been able to attend all the council functions I would have wished to due to ongoing medical treatment, which has prevented my attendance. In this regard, I'd like to acknowledge the extreme efforts and dedication of other commissioners, especially Deputy Chair Commissioner Gay McGough and Commissioner Andrew Hammond, and of course, in many instances that have been additional to their portfolio duties allocated at the beginning of the city, at the commencement, our commencement at the city. Notwithstanding my involvement, and I might add it's been ongoing involvement, by telephone or by text, in terms of briefing sessions, other council discussions with the CEO, etc., at times my medical treatment has resulted in my lack of attendance beyond my best expectations. Whilst my health has continued to significantly improve, following recent discussions with my doctors, it is clear that my attendance at a number of public functions and at times council meetings could not occur. I have made very strong attempts to remain briefed and have input into council deliberations during discussions with the CEO, but I've been strongly advised that my health will improve more rapidly if I did not have the commitments of council. Therefore, following recent discussions, which included my wife, I reluctantly determined that it is my and in the best city's best interest that I resign from this position of chair commissioner at the close of business on Friday the 9th of August. I do so with very heavy regret, as it is the first time in my local government career that I've had to resign under these circumstances. It is also timely that I resign before the Commission enters its fourth, in my view, fourth phase and last stage of the reform agenda given to us by the State Government following the first three stages which I've been heavily involved. And these are: the first stage was on appointment, where we assessed current situation within council, including policies, strategies, approaches, etc. This resulted in the resolution to appoint a number of consultants to assist in our assessments. These assessments confirmed the actions that the Commission thought were prudent for the future, and they were sound actions. Some key research work and analysis resulted in the need for council to be clearly set appropriate strategic settings, not only in terms of future council business planning, which was non-existent, but also to address economic and social issues, such as the budget, which we dealt with recently, homelessness, car parking policy and approaches, and also action and to and our financial systems, which needed a significant overhaul. The second stage was to implement sound actions regarding the management change, and these have been led by the CEO with the total endorsement of the commissioners. The third stage was to set clear priorities in the budget, whilst of course balancing it, which still had to be balanced and addressed with key issues of homelessness under the stewardship of Gay McMath, car parking, which required a revised policy approach under stewardship of Andrew Hammond, and the town planning strategy and associated schemes under my stewardship. I was also pleased to see a memorandum of understanding following an initiative of the Commission led by me with the surrounding local governments. In other words, the commissioners believe that all approaches of the council and associated policies and strategies must be fit for purpose, economically sound, and avoid and socially responsible, and avoid impact on reserves where possible, and as well as ensuring that we are implementing an appropriate management overview by the CEO, which is now about occurring and will be ongoing. The fourth stage is, of course, now in the 19 financial years, with key projects going ahead, but also looking at our service provision to benefit ratepayers, at the same time keeping our rate increase to a reasonable level. I leave the Commission next Friday, satisfied that during my time here in conjunction with other commissioners, that I'll leave the city set for the next stage of reform to be carried out by the commissioners and the CEO, which will be ongoing, and obviously where appropriate, reflect any outcomes or learnings from the current government inquiry. I therefore as I said earlier, I have reluctantly put forward my health first, which I do so with a high degree of sadness. Thank you for your attention. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Through you, Chair, could I, for the record, please extend a vote of extreme and sincere thanks for your efforts, leadership, enthusiasm, humour, and knowledge as our Chair. You did so not in only difficult personal circumstances with your illness, but also in very, very difficult circumstances given the challenges that the Commissioners had to face in our early times. We would not have been able to achieve so without your good efforts. So thank you and well done. I look forward to our fishing trips in the future.
Thank you, Commissioner Hammond.
Through you, Eric, could I add my sincere thanks for everything that you've done in leading the commissioners. I've learnt personally so much from you, and I think that despite your term of chair being shorter than what any of us would wish, your legacy will go well beyond your tenure. So thank you very, very much. And I think I'd just like to say that I admire you and respect you and absolutely support you in putting health and family before what has been a very demanding role as Chair Commissioner. So thank you, Eric.
Thank you, Commissioner McMath. Having got that off my chest, I'll now move to back to, I think it's correspondence, is that correct?
Yes, Chair.
Has any correspondence been received?
No, Chair Commissioner.
Thank you. Okay. Have any petitions been received?
No, Chair Commissioner.
Thank you. We now move to matters for which the meeting may be closed, and there's been some changes to the Local Government Act, and I'll ask Mr. Andrew Cook to explain the procedures. It took a bit of time for the CEO and I get our head around this, but so we'll explain the procedures which we'll be following tonight in accordance with the Act. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair Commissioner. For the benefit of the gallery, and as the Chair Commissioner has just pointed out, there's been some recent changes to Section 5.95, Paragraph 3 of the Local Government Act, that provide that an individual has the right to inspect all information forming part of the agenda. and that actually includes confidential attachments. Now, the issue that we have tonight is there are some confidential attachments, and there is a confidential report, and to ensure that they remain confidential, council has decided or will decide to go behind closed doors to ensure that important information is confidential. So later on tonight, you will be asked to leave the council chambers, again, to ensure that that important information remains confidential. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you. So, are there any matters for which the meeting may be closed, having said all that?
Yes, Chair, Commissioner, at the prerogative of the commissioners, in accordance with Clause 5.21 of the Standing Orders Local Law, it is my recommendation that the meeting be closed to the public prior to the consideration of item 13.18 and confidential attachments to item 13.7, 13.13, 13.15 and 13.16 in accordance with section 523 of the Local Government Act.
Thank you. Would someone move that council, in accordance with clause 4.10 of the Standing Local Orders, defer items 13.7, 13.13, 13.15, 13.16 and 13.18 as the last items of the meeting for the convenience of the members of the public. Could I have a mover, please?
So moved, Chair.
Commissioner Hammond?
Seconded.
Seconded, and I have no dissent. So I declare that motion carried. We now move to reports. The first is that we have some en bloc items which need to be moved. Could someone move the en bloc motion that, with the exception of items 13.5, I think I'm getting this right, Andrew? 13.5, 13.6, 13.7, 13.8, 13.9, 13.10, 13.12, 13.13, 13.15, 13.16, 13.18, which are to be considered separately, and the officer's recommendations for the remaining items, 13.1 and 13.2, 13.4, 13.11, 13.14, 13.17 be adopted en bloc.
So moved.
Thank you, Commissioner McMath. Moved. Second.
I'm happy to second, Chair.
And I have no dissent to that. Is there any discussion anyone wants to have on those? So I'll put the vote to the motion. All those in favour? Declared carried unanimously. Thank you. We now move to... Sorry?
Chair, would you like me to just read this short bit out?
Yes, please.
Through you, Chair, just for the benefit of the public gallery, those items that were identified and passed as per the officer recommendation contained in the agenda, so you're more than welcome to either leave the chamber and, or stay and observe the meeting. But items 13.1, 2, 4, 11, 14 and 17 have been carried en bloc.
Thank you.
So 13.1 there.
Yep. So now we move to...
on block. So 13.3 is the first
13.3
item.
Is the first one. Thank you. Yeah, I'm getting there, Mr. CEO. It's good to stuff up your last meeting, isn't it? 13.3, Key Sector Development Sponsorship, WA Bioinnovation Symposium. Someone... move, so, and seconded if we've got any discussion. So, first of all, is there any discussion?
No, Chair.
No, I don't necessarily want to discuss it. I just want to use this item to highlight some other issues. We have before us on the agenda tonight a number of items seeking sponsorship or support for activities. Whilst individually they are small amounts, they actually add up in excess of $500,000, which is considerable. So this is of concern to the commissioners, and we'll deal with this further on, but these type of items need to be looked at not only individually but collectively, and the impacts on other priorities of the Commission in the future. So I just draw, so regardless of decisions tonight, that's an issue which I think needs to be addressed in the future by the Commission. So if that is the case, in terms of this item in particular, could someone move then the support?
I'm happy to move.
Thank you, Commissioner McMath. Seconder?
Yes.
And I support it. So I put the motion to a vote. All those in favour? Carried unanimously. Thank you.
It's on block. So
it's on block.
Already carried.
That's right. 13.5 is the next one. Disclosure of interest, which we're going to deal at the end of the meeting. Is that correct?
No, we can deal with that.
We can deal with this one.
Yes.
Okay. So what's so good about him?
He's not here.
Oh, okay. So, disclosure of interest on item 13.5 by Ben Fitzpatrick. We have a recommendation. Could someone move the recommendation? Commissioner Hammond, I'll second it. Just to get my name in some other places.
Won't argue.
Is there any dissent? Okay, I declare the motion carried. Okay. We have a similar situation with 13.6, which we'll deal with at the end of the meeting. Are we going to deal with this now? Good.
Yeah.
You can see why we're a bit confused while coming to this meeting.
No.
How much is it worth? Okay. So we have a recommendation there for 2019. And I'll second it accordingly. We note that Commissioner McMath had left the room. Any discussion, Commissioner Hammond?
Other than that, just to endorse your recent remarks, Chair, as to the importance of such events, but also the importance for the Commissioners to get a really good understanding
of the financial capacity of the city to be able to sustain this type of thing into the future.
Thank you. So I have actually put the motion to the vote, haven't I?
Yeah.
I will then. All those in favour? Thank you. Okay. Carried.
Commissioner McMath to return.
Commissioner McMath can return. Here she is. Thank you. Now move to
13.8.
I understand this is the heritage grant for a conservation management plan, Bonmarshy Arcade. Does someone want to move the recommendation, or is there an alternative?
Through you, Chair, 13.7 is on the agenda. That has been
13.7.
Chair Commissioner, I can address that one. That one is being moved. It's been deferred to the end of the meeting, Commissioner.
Okay.
to deal with because there'll be a discussion about the confidential attachments with the meeting closed, and then the matter will be dealt with after that.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you for that explanation. So we now move to 13.8. I understand there was something from you, Commissioner Hammond?
Yeah, certainly.
This is the Bonmarsh Arcade?
Bonmarsh Arcade. Look, the previous motion that council, that the commissioners resolved on this matter was that any funding be deferred until such time as the policy on heritage grants was reviewed. That wasn't seen to be necessarily wanting to change the heritage grant process. However, there was definitely signalled a need for review. On that basis, I believe that firstly we should maintain that position because that is a position of the council. But also secondly, just to further confirm the commissioner's views that irrespective of the review of policy, that funding for this grant program be put on hold until such time as the commissioners have adopted a corporate business plan that clearly reflects the ongoing financial capacity of the city, in saying that, I know that we're only months away, only a few months away from having that situation.
Any other comment? So you're basically foreshadowing a motion to put this on hold.
Yes, just an alternate motion that essentially, that our previous decision was that this matter be put on hold pending review of the policy. So on that basis, we really don't need a motion other than to reinforce or refer back to that original motion that this remains on hold until the policy is reviewed. But in saying that, I would move that the Heritage Grants Program be put on hold pending the adoption of the city's corporate business plan so as to have a thorough understanding of the true financial capacity of the city.
Okay. Any comment on the proposed motion?
I'd be happy to second that motion.
Okay. I will in this instance support it, but I'd reiterate my previous comments. Whilst it's only $20,000, it mounts up with the others. The other point I think needs to be highlighted is that when we seek applications for such grants, heritage grants being only one of them, it probably reasonably creates an expectation that we are prepared to entertain that grant. And so people make, rightly or wrongly, but I can understand why, the assumption that if a application meets certain guidelines, I love that word, guidelines, or policies, it will be approved. That is not the case. It is like people assuming that if city staff support a development application that requires a decision by the council using its discretion, but the council will simply endorse staff's recommendation. That is not the role of council, and particularly the role in terms of dealing with financial allocations, because this is ratepayers' money. It is not my money. And so on this basis, bearing in mind the expectations, I support the motion.
Sorry, just to clarify that I am not supporting that grant funding. I'm just reiterating Council's previous decision that we will not fund it, yep, pending any further funding.
Yep. And I'm supporting your approach to this.
Thank you.
As I understand, is Commissioner McMath.
Mm. Correct.
So you formally move that, or I have a seconder.
Commissioner McMath.
Commissioner McMath, I'll support. So all those in favour? Those against? Nil. Declare the motion of Commissioner Hammond carried. So is that clear? Good.
The previous motion stands, and the Heritage Grants Program will be placed on hold pending the adoption,
correct,
of the city's corporate business plan.
And that's very clearly the intent of the motion.
Correct.
Okay, thank you. The next is item 13.9, Parklet Trial Outcomes Report. Does anyone want to make comment or have a problem with the recommendation? I wish to make a comment because I think this is a good outcome and something which local governments beyond the City of Perth, and I know a number of local governments do so to some degree, look at this approach. The councils or local governments have had for some time these areas of whether it's public open space or non-used area of land, which are perhaps small in terms of the number of options available to it, can be quite well located in community. And also, dare I say, town planning consultants love using up public open space for other matters and then leaving these little, I call them, pocket parks, and they just sit there. And I think we've got to look closely not only at the approval process for accepting those pocket parks, public open space, or whatever you want to call it, more closely to make sure they can be used effectively and, more importantly, in the right location. But if they are available for use, which can benefit the local community, including the traders, then we should look at it as a really good approach to ensuring good town planning outcomes as well as good social and economic outcomes for the local community. So I was very pleased with the trial. I note that even though it's been a short time period, it has certainly overall been embraced, reinforces I think some of the statements in our local planning strategy, and therefore strongly support the recommendation. So can I move that the Council approves the continued installation of two parklets on Hampton Road in Nevins following the successful trial period, and could I have a seconder, please? Commissioner McMath.
Seconded.
Is there any dissent or discussion? Nil. I declare the recommendation of the staff endorsed. Now move to item 13.10, preparation of new city planning scheme. Any comment or discussion, please?
No, Chair.
I'm happy to move, Chair.
Yeah, well, before you do, I have a comment. Thank you. I'd just like, in my last meeting, to once again compliment the city staff on the, first of all, the basis of the new city planning scheme, the local planning strategy. I do hope the scheme doesn't take ad nauseam to implement. It's a very important scheme, local planning policies. Hopefully, the planning staff, through their good efforts, can get not only endorsement of the Commission, but also appropriate buy-in by the relevant agencies accordingly. I've actually asked the staff to make sure we can apart from advertising this resolution, as I set out the agenda to occur as quickly as possible in terms of consultation but the ongoing processes, but it really makes sure we do have a clear line of sight between our planning scheme, the local planning strategy and associated policies, so that there's a very clear understanding of the public, and that we don't end up with situations where the overall objectives of the local planning strategy is what I call lost in transition of discussion with government departments, etc. So my compliments, hopefully in my absence, and I've had a bit of input into in the past over local planning schemes, but also at the city, trust that we can move ahead on this. So as I said, I'll move the recommendation. A seconder, please. Any central discussion? Okay, include the item's recommendation endorsed accordingly. Now move to item 13 and 11.
That's been on block.
So that's been on block. It has indeed. 13 12. Interim homeless plan. Comment. We have a recommendation, but is there any discussion on the recommendation?
Well, just for clarity, we do have a revised recommendation.
That's what I'm alluding to. Commissioner McMath, you might draw that out.
Thank you, Chair. I would like to recommend an alternate motion, and I'll read it. It has 4 points. That Council acknowledge that the City of Perth has a shared responsibility in ending homelessness in the inner city together with the State Government. 2, endorse the City taking a leadership role in collaborating with State Government and not-for-profit service providers in tackling homelessness as guided by agreed plans and strategies. 3, endorse the Interim Homelessness Plan 2019-2020 Homeless Sector Review Update, including the City Homeless Framework Committee Action Plan, prioritising the following key issues. A, the improved coordination of services. B, the implementation of an assertive outreach service. C, the expansion of existing day centre operating hours to 7am to 7pm 7 days per week. D, the establishment of a safe shelter outside of the core retail area of the CBD with integrated provision of support services. And E, the establishment of a low barrier, low threshold social housing option within the city. And that regular progress reports be provided on plan implementation, detailing the resources, programs and general support provided by all collaborating parties having committed to the plan. And finally, 4, endorse that the 2019-2020 budget and relevant service plans and the corporate business plan accommodate the necessary resources to honour the City's commitment to the action plan.
Thank you. Amended recommendations?
Yes, I'm more than happy to. Firstly, I'd like to commend the enormous amount of work that's been done on behalf of, done by the city, the state and the sector. This work has occurred over a number of months, in excess of 12 months. And I'm very happy to support this plan going forward and encourage its further integration in the overall strategy with the state. Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner McMath. Any comment, Commissioner Hammond?
Yeah, thank you, Chair. Look, I'd certainly like to acknowledge the commitment and efforts of Commissioner McMath. in this regard, and also the efforts of staff, particularly Emma, who's I think sitting behind me, and her very capable team. This is a real problem in the city, and it's I think the city forms part of the solution along with the state government and other service providers. So I think well done for the really positive way in which this is heading, and I look forward to a successful outcome.
Thank you, Commissioner Hammond. And so do I, even though I won't be here, because I was commenting to someone today that on the weekend in the city of Mandurah, I noticed six people sleeping in front of door fronts. And that was last Sunday. So it's not confined to the city of Perth. It's a number of cities, including capital cities, across Australia. And I also sincerely hope there will be a strong and ongoing whole of government, which is critical, commitment to this program. So again, my compliments. Notwithstanding, as part of Commissioner McMath's portfolio, you talk about, you know, someone about taking the bull by the horns. She certainly has done that very well. So again, my compliments. So on that basis, you formally move those.
So moved, Chair.
Thank you. Do I have a seconder? And I support the proposals. Recommendations, I beg your pardon, and declare those recommendations endorsed accordingly. So we now move to
item 14.
Item 14, it's on block.
Of which previous notice had been given, so.
Yep, okay. Item 14, okay. Have any notices of motion been received?
Yes, Chair, Commissioner. A motion has been received by Commissioner Hammond. Would you like me to read it, or did Commissioner Hammond intend reading it?
I think one of you better read it, okay. Just for transparency.
Fine, I'll read it then. The Council, one, implement a 12-month trial of weekend and public holiday up to 3-hour free parking in strategically located on and off street parking facilities controlled by the City of Perth that service CBD core retail precinct patrons. 2. Endorse the development of a city-led outreach service for homelessness and the establishment of a shelter and support services hub away from the core retail precinct. 3. Facilitate a forum of key property owners, retailers and relevant industry associations directly involved with the CBD core retail precinct with the following agenda. Roman numeral 1. Discussion and agreement on key challenges facing the precinct, such as antisocial behaviour, economic factors, paid parking and competition from major regional centres. Roman numeral 2, consideration of a collective marketing and management entity, such as a business improvement district or hybrid model. Roman numeral 3, feedback on the best use of cities' discretionary events, marketing and promotion budgets in the context of direct and measurable benefits to the precinct. 4. Reallocate funds from discretionary expenditure programs and reserve funds to resource parking revenue shortfalls created by the one-year trial. And 5. Collaborate with the state government in delivering a sustainable and effective solution to homelessness in the city.
Thank you. Okay, so Commissioner Hammond, do you want to speak to that?
Yes, in moving the motion, the commissioners have been discussing the problems that have been facing the core retail precinct for some months, and we believe that the two pressing issues, or well, there's more than two, but the major issues we believe that the city is involved with is firstly the provision of parking, and secondly the impacts of homelessness. Now, Commissioner McMath has been the lead player with regards to the homelessness issue, and it's most timely that the action plan on homelessness has been brought to the council this evening, which coincides with the intents of the motion. The city at this time is reliant upon parking revenue to fund their operations and capital expenditure. Not totally reliant, but reliant. I believe it's important that the city looks at ways of being able to free up some of the parking so as we can effectively compete with the major regional shopping centres that are providing a very desirable consumer or client experience upon visitation. With regards to that, the city needs to also look at its basic functions of cleanliness, safety and amenity within the core retail precincts. And I think it's important, there has been some publicity of late with councils getting back to the basics, and I believe that the city should be focusing on that core retail precinct being absolutely excellent in every regard, and if that comes at the expense of some of the other programs or expenditure that we are involved with, then so be it, because our aim should be to get as many people as we possibly can into the core retail precinct, shopping and improving the economy of the City of Perth. So I commend the motion.
Thank you. Do any other speakers to this?
Thank you, Chair. I also commend the motion. I would like to comment that in implementing a response plan, that it is important that we do so with the appropriate information before us, which I understand is in the next few weeks from our financial systems, and that we introduce the change as required to discretionary expenditure with recognition that the importance that the city has in collaborating and working with other groups to ensure that we don't lose all the vibrancy and activity that we do achieve through the funding that of events and activities otherwise under the broad title of discretionary expenditure and programs. So I fully support the initiative, but also caution that it needs to be done very mindfully of any unintended consequences that could occur if we're not very cognizant of the importance of this type of expenditure to an extent. Thank you.
Thank you. And needless to say, I support those comments. And again, this issue, a bit like homelessness, is not confined to the City of Perth. I've noticed vacant shops in Mandurah Forum, which is a major centre. Good exercise if you want to go for a walk around the various malls. But also in local shopping centres, such as Miami Plaza, where there's at least four vacancies. People followed up. I also found out, to my shock horror, being an avid fisherman, that a tackle shop, which is located on the Port Bouvard Marina, was folding up. I went to get a paper on the weekend. I should say my wife did. and advised of closing down sale, 50% off. He's the second landowner who's tried to make things work. And that's just a small, I'll call it, activity area of about involving a deli, a restaurant, a fish shack, and he can't make ends meet. So the pinch is right and really on across the sector. And so what is it really showing is, apart from issues like Amazon, shopping online, that the retail model, which was appropriate 10 years ago, whether it's for the CBD or other shopping neighbourhood centres, has dramatically changed. But we need a very clear, ongoing, sustainable approach for the CBD. And I've got no doubt other cities are looking at their approaches to retail, and I certainly acknowledge the hardship being done by the traders and the landlords. So I certainly endorse the proposal put forward. So on that basis, having again had my say, would someone move the five proposals? Commissioner Hammond, Commissioner McMath is a seconder. I fully support the claret, those motions, the proposed motions carried accordingly. Now move to our next item.
Item 15, urgent business.
Item 15, urgent business. Has any items of urgent business been received, Mr. CEO?
No, Chair Commissioner.
Good, thank you. So the next item is
The confidential items.
The confidential items.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I'm leaving, you could actually use mine if you want. It's the same. I'll deal with this there.
Yeah. Yep. Sorry for delay, Gallery.
That's right.
So we now move a motion to close the meeting to the public. We want to deal with yours first, I think. Is that correct?
But technically, you should move the motion to go close the meeting to the public.
All right. So I've just been told technically I should get someone to move the motion to close the meeting to the public. So could someone move that council resolves to close the meeting to the public, consider item 13.18 and confidential attachments to items 13.7, 13.13, 13.15 and 13.16 in accordance with section 523 subsection 2 of the Local Government Act 1995. Someone please move. I'll move. Seconded Commissioner Hammond. Any discussion or dissent? Okay, endorsed accordingly. So could all members of the public, adopted unanimously by the council and by the commissioners. Okay. Now, as far as I'm now aware, that concludes the business of
Item 13.7.
Last page, the ones that had the confidential attachments.
Right.
So it'll be last page.
Okay.
Sorry, no. Actually.
13.7.
Yep.
Disclosure of interest, Mark Ridgewell. So there's a...
Actually, all you need to do is ask the question. Does anyone want to discuss the confidential attachments? And they'll probably say no.
So, having been through this process, any commissioners who wish to make comment or discuss a matter outlined in any of the confidential attachments?
No, Chair.
No?
No, Chair. I wish to have an addition to the motion on 13.8, but I don't wish to discuss any matter confidential.
Okay.
So we now go to item
13.7. Good. Okay, so over to you, Commissioner.
Thank you. Just the motion relating to the business grants, just a final motion similar to the motion relating to heritage grants, and that is that the business grant program be put on hold pending the city adopting a corporate business plan so as the city's full financial capacity can be understood.
So that's your motion?
Yes, Chair, as an add-on to the motion, I think it, from memory, is part four.
Okay, you wish to speak to that?
Yes, I support the business grants being funded because they've been applied for within the spirit of the policy at the time. As the Commissioners are all aware that we are still relatively unsure of the long-term financial position of the city, and particularly given the recent decisions to explore other parking options and also to collaborate with the state government on responding to the homelessness issue, we really need to have a very, very close understanding of what our financial position is prior to continuing with these discretionary funding areas. I am not proposing that whole extends to any event sponsorship or functioning because they're very, very important to the vitality and activation of the city. However, the business grants and heritage grants to essentially private businesses, I'm proposing that we put those programs on hold until such time as we know an accurate example of the city's financial position is.
Thank you, Commissioner.
Thank you.
Commissioner Nath?
I second that motion.
Good, thank you. And I'd support that as well. That reflects my earlier comments at the beginning of the meeting. So if there's no discussion, I'll put the motion. All those in favour? Against? Endorsed. Okay. Now,
13.13,
which is... You'll have to help me, Andrew.
It's the sole supplier status of core systems.
Right.
And you've looked at the confidential attachment,
yep.
So it's just a case of somebody moving and seconding.
Thank you.
So moved.
Moved, Commissioner McMath. Seconder?
Yeah.
Any comment or discussion?
No.
Is Neil declared endorsed? The next item?
13.15.
13.15, which is undertaking of outdoor dining local law. Would someone move the proposed recommendation? Commissioner Hammond?
Second.
Any discussion? If not, I support that and put it endorsed. Okay. The next one is 10.117, 18/19 electrical maintenance services. Would someone move the recommendation, please?
So moved.
No discussion? Okay. Put the motion. All those in favour? Endorsed. And that's it. So I'm now reliably informed that, hopefully reliably informed, that that's the end of the business of council. And I thank everybody for their attendance, and I now declare the meeting closed. Thank you very much.